In this bulletin, Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten spend the day campaigning in Melbourne. And in sport, Greg Inglis retires from the NRL almost 2 years before his planned retirement date. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the federal government's plans for managing Australia's population growth fit in well with Australia's multicultural society. Mr. Morrison's government has recently announced plans to lower the migration cap from 190,000 people per year to 160,000. Mr. Morrison has launched the campaign of Gladys Liu, the Liberal Party's Hong Kong-born candidate for the seat of Chisholm in suburban Melbourne in the forthcoming election. Mr. Morrison says his plans are not about stopping Australia growing, but rather making sure Australians keep growing together.
And a big part of our plan to manage our population growth is to ensure, just like we have here in Chisholm, that as Australia grows, we grow together and not apart. That all the communities continue to grow together and weave together, and that is based on respect. It's based on an appreciation. It's about an understanding about where you've come from, but more importantly, as Australians, knowing where we're all going together. And this is an important part of our plan to manage population growth here.
The federal opposition is continuing to campaign heavily on the issue of healthcare. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has announced the Labor Party will spend $250 million of taxpayers' money to reduce waiting lists for elective surgery. The funding promise is part of Labor's proposed $2.8 billion cash injection into the state's hospital systems. Mr. Shorten says the government is being hypocritical in its criticisms of Labor's health funding promises.
There are massive out-of-pocket crisis in healthcare in terms of cancer. But I noticed that the government, having initially said there was no problem, have now said that Labor's not funding it enough. You've got to love these guys. They're the cheeky brigade of Australian politics. They're either saying we're not doing enough or we're doing too much.
Meanwhile, Bill Shorten is targeting the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, to win votes. Mr. Shorten is today campaigning in southeast Melbourne, including the electorate of Latrobe, held by Liberal MP Jason Wood. Mr. Shorten and his party's health spokeswoman, Catherine King, have been asked if Mr. Dutton could actually be an asset to the Labor Party's campaign because of his unpopularity in some quarters. Ms. King says Labor will have no hesitation in highlighting Mr. Dutton's track record. She claims Mr. Dutton is toxic.
Peter Dutton's one of the most toxic people in Australian politics. We saw what he did to Labor's candidate in Dixon, the disgraceful comments he made saying that she was using her disability as somehow an excuse not to move into the electorate. So you betcha, we're going to be absolutely out there every day talking about Peter Dutton's record as health minister, because 40 of his colleagues, not that long ago, just a few scant months ago, wanted him to be Prime Minister of this nation.
In rugby league, Greg Inglis has announced he's ending his celebrated NRL playing career almost 2 years before his planned retirement date. The 32-year-old South Sydney captain is one of the most decorated players of the 21st century, but has been battling a serious shoulder problem and hasn't played since he was injured in round two against St George Illawarra. He says it's time to go.
There's no retirement due to mental illness or injuries or that. I just think it's time, and I think it's the right decision for myself, and I've been contemplating it for a while now, and I've come to terms with it, and it is what it is, but it probably won't hit in until I see the boys, you know, probably start training or running in a few months' time.
And now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two and 23. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 31. Melbourne, similar in 27. Hobart, mostly sunny, 25. A sunny day in Canberra, 23. Wollongong, a possible shower, 22. Sydney, a shower or two and 24 degrees. Newcastle, a shower or two, 24. Brisbane, possible shower, 27. Cairns, a possible shower, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.